It's been 75 years since salmon and steelhead last swam into the upper reaches of the Columbia River above Grand Coulee Dam. Tuesday, a group of inland Northwest tribes released a work plan to investigate fish reintroduction. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Grand Coulee Dam and nearby Chief Joseph Dam were built without fish ladders. Now a group called Upper Columbia United Tribes has come up with a detailed plan to study how to get fish over or around those tall dams. The group's executive director, D.R. Michelle, says Native Americans have high hopes it can be done, but the outcome is not preordained.
It's kind of an open question on if it's feasible. I mean, we know there's a lot of potential habitat and a lot of new technology.
The initial feasibility study will focus on technology options, produce cost estimates, and map available habitat only for the U.S. side of the Upper Columbia Basin. The majority of the suitable fish habitat may be in British Columbia, though, but there are additional dams on the Columbia River there, and the province has been reluctant so far to add them into the conversation. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.